Water is going to be a political hot potato long into the foreseeable future. To make informed decisions, we need to understand how we use water. The Public Policy Institute of California says we use water in three ways. First, for the environment, then agriculture, and last, for urban purposes. In the areas of the state where the water is shared by all three groups, the percentages are 33% environmental, 53% agricultural, and 14% urban. Adding to the challenge of understanding water use is the fact that water use does not mean water consumed. Especially with ag use, most of the water is absorbed into the ground, then pumped out by farms and cities downstream. Likewise, some of the water used in cities is recycled, and with new state initiatives, we're going to see a lot more of that. It's popular among ag people to talk about crops going dry so we can fill swimming pools in L.A. The reality is those wasteful pools are in Palm Springs. Los Angeles and many of the largest cities in the state have been conserving water for 20 years or more, and it has helped. The average person uses 152 gallons per day in L.A., as compared to 736 gallons in Palm Springs and 279 in Sacramento. San Franciscans consume 98 gallons per day. Coastal cities consume far less than inland cities due to cooler and wetter weather. So the problem isn't that the people of Southern California waste water. The problem is there are too many people living in places where water has to be imported. Air conditioning built Palm Springs, as well as the Inland Empire and the San Fernando Valley, and water imported from elsewhere makes these places livable. However, now supply and demand is out of balance, and demand is far exceeding supply. This is a formula for disaster. If we don't fix it, we're headed for a crash. For AgNet West, I'm Len Wilcox, and this is my view from the West.